Hey, Lewis. I got Lewis Agando on the phone tonight. How you doing, Lewis?
Good on you, brother.
Doing good. So I know you saw what was posted by a certain Cretan out of Kansas, and I'd like to give you your opportunity to respond. So, first of all, I guess he was responding, or he was talking about a video that me and you did on YouTube that I guess was probably a couple of months ago. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. And so the first claim, let's take his claims one at a time and get your thoughts on it. First, he's claiming that we abandoned the four persons platform, that we abandoned the podcast platform, and we're trying to go to YouTube instead. Is that true?
No, the Four Persons Network, the radio station it was on, Blog Talk Radio shut down. So it
Yeah.
wasn't just us, but everybody on that radio station had to go find different places.
Right, including him. But our podcast is still alive, and we're doing live podcast and audio podcast, which he's no longer doing. All he's doing is recycling the old podcast that he had. And the reason that he's doing that is, frankly, because he's too stupid to figure out how to do a live podcast or even a recorded one. He doesn't have the brain power to figure out how to do it. So that's the first thing. But he claimed that you were painfully listening to my accusations that I made. As I recall, what we were discussing was his open plagiarism, his plagiarizing openly of articles from other sources. And I showed you video and pictorial evidence. Is there any question in your mind that the accusation that I made that he was plagiarizing is true?
No doubt that you were telling the truth. And it seems that he has a hard time even writing grammatically right. The way he would spell words in his articles is very uneducated.
Which is, I'm glad you brought that point up, because that's when you can tell when his articles are plagiarized. Because whenever his articles are easy to read, those are the ones that he's stolen from somebody else. When he is forced to write on his own, we actually did an AI search online, artificial intelligence search online, and took an excerpt from one of his articles and asked them to do an analysis of his writing, and it came back with sixth grade level. You're not surprised by that, are you?
I'm not. It seems to me that the guy might have some mental health issues.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I think that
I
he
just
does. He's having imaginary conversations with people. He's saying things about my personal life, speaking things about my personal life as if he knows for a fact that they're true, and they're things that he made up in his own mind. So I think, all joking aside, there's no joking here. We're being totally serious. He does seem to have some very serious mental problems. He probably needs to be medicated. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and I honestly do feel bad for the guy. Not to defend him, I'm not. He seems to at least desire to defend the Catholic faith, but the way he does it doesn't make the Catholic faith look good.
No.
So I
That
pray
goes to
that
the next question. All right, I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
he repents from his style and that
Yeah.
he understands that if he wants to defend the Catholic faith, he can't be doing the things that he's doing.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you this, to kind of a step off on that point that you just made there. You are involved with a lot of Catholic groups online, right? Including a lot of debate groups.
Yes, I am.
You come across hundreds and hundreds of Catholics on a daily basis, right?
Yes, I do.
Prominent Catholics, people that are very reputable. I just throw some names out there. For example, people like Eric Yarborough, people like Swan
Swan.
Sona. Yeah, these are just examples. You've talked to a lot of the higher echelon people, okay? So I'm going to ask you two questions. I want you to give me an honest answer, okay?
Yes.
Don't give me the answer that you think that I want to hear, but give me an honest answer. Is Donald Hartley well-respected in Catholic circles? Are there a lot of people that believe in him, like what he has to say, and follow him?
No, he's not taken very seriously in the Catholic. You know, his name is not widely known. People aren't going to be like, well, that guy is Donald Hartley. We better listen to his opinion, unlike other people like Eric Jabara or Swan, or even people like Michael Lofton that have mixed opinions, but we'll still listen to what he says. Yeah.
Right. So that's a good point. I'm glad you made that point up, because there are a lot of people out there involved in Catholic apologetics that people don't necessarily agree with everything that they say, but they still have a large following anyway. Taylor Marshall would be an example of that.
Yes. Taylor Marshall go ahead.
Yeah, very controversial guy. Some people like him, some people don't.
People listen to him.
Yeah, I'm one of the people that don't particularly like things that he puts out, but he does have a large following. Donald Hartley, on the other hand, he has pretty much no following at all. Do you know anybody that follows him or listens to him?
No, I don't.
And most of the people that have come across him basically think he's a crackpot. I mean, just because of what you said a minute ago, I'm not trying to be pejorative, but just by what you said a minute ago, his tactics in his antics and the childlike way that he acts, the childish way that he acts, is so outlandish, it really turns people off instantly, doesn't it?
And then on top of that, just his grammar skills. When a person gets on an article and he sees the punctuation, the all the mistakes he's doing in his grammar, they know the person isn't even close to being professional.
Right.
Again, The grammar for a man his age says a lot about him, and
it's embarrassing. Actually,
it's embarrassing, and on top of that, it makes me not justify what he's doing, but it makes me feel bad for him out of pity. I genuinely feel pity for the guy for how just unreputable his channel or whatever he blogged is.
Yeah.
How reputable and unprofessional it is, and how immature he acts. Genuinely think there's something mental health-wise wrong with the guy, and that makes me feel pity for him. It honestly hurts me to see this happen.
No, you're just being honest. So let me go to the flip side of that. Okay? Let me go to the flip side of that. So there are a lot of people that you've engaged with online in Catholic circles who have also engaged with me. Okay? So between myself and Donald Hartley, among the Catholics that you have engaged with, number one, who do you think has a wider audience, a bigger following, and who do you think is more respected as an apologist?
Definitely you. I mean, that's not even a contest. Back when Block Talk Radio was on, we were in the top. I believe we were either in the top three or the top five, which is big. And you actually managed to get people that were famous in Catholic circles in our Block Talk Radio. We got Swan to come in. You got Deacon Harold, you know,
or civics,
to come in.
Carl Keating was another example. Steve Ray.
The fact that people like this are going into you know, the thing that you started shows that they're taking it seriously. It is not easy by any means to get people like that, you know, to come and visit YouTube channels or radio stations. People like that, it's hard to get a hold of them.
Okay, so let me ask you the second question, because this is very important, okay? You know I have a lot of animosity towards this guy, and you know why. And it's it. And let's face it, I'm confessing here to a sin that I have to work on, all right? Because it's we're not supposed to, you know, we're supposed to love our neighbor and everything, and you know it's something that I've struggled with. But that being said, are you aware of any Catholic online that I have this much antipathy for?
No.
Just him, right?
Yes.
All right, so now let me ask you this. You know that he has the same level of hatred towards me, or even, maybe possibly even more, I would say even more, hatred towards me. Are you aware of any other Catholic among the hundreds of Catholics that you run into on a daily basis? Are you aware of any others that have the same kind of hatred and vitriol towards me that he does?
No, I don't.
Okay. So to an outside observer, would it be obvious that he's the problem?
It is, mainly for the things we discussed. Just the way that he runs his blog, which is basically nothing. He doesn't even get any readers to read it. And then on top of that, the way he writes the blog, he's basically writing a blog for himself because he doesn't have not just any following, like very small people, but no people at all.
Yeah, zero. He has zero following. Zero. The only people that really are following him, unfortunately, are us. And that's just because, you know, the things that he puts out there about us. Now, he recently got into a rift with Franciscan Media because, as I showed you, he was plagiarizing entire articles from them. And it's kind of funny because I exposed him for an article that he plagiarized, and he came back and told me that I was a liar, that Franciscan Media had given him permission to use their material. I said, well, okay, number one, using their material and plagiarizing are two totally different things. Number two, the article that I posted that he plagiarized from was actually from Wikipedia. So it proved that he was plagiarizing from multiple sources. But I contacted Franciscan Media. They told me they never gave him any permission of any kind. No permission to use their material whatsoever. And I know that they went after him after several complaints and told them to stop plagiarizing their material. But this has been, Lewis, is it fair to say you've seen what he puts out? Is it fair to say 80-90% or better of what he puts out is just straight stolen from other people?
It's pretty much all of it, and yes, it is all stolen from other people.
And unless, you know, and the only thing that he puts that's not stolen from people are his basically his attack articles on me, which, as you pointed out, are written on about a sixth grade level. Okay, so why do you think this guy has so much antipathy towards me, so much anger towards me? And I just want to get your take on it, and then I'll tell you what I think the reason is.
Maybe one of it is envy, but yours is doing much better than his. Much better is cutting it short, that you're actually succeeding. You had success in the radio station. YouTube, you know, we're still waiting for that to take off, but you've been successful, you know, in your goals. You know, you've been successful, as evidence of getting famous Catholic apologists to join our station as guest stars and all that stuff. He hasn't gotten anywhere. He would be on the same level as a person that's just starting day one on his YouTube channel, that just launched a YouTube channel or a blog, that hasn't gotten anyone to see it yet, you know, that's just starting out and trying, and he's been on this for a while. Another thing that I think is the issue is maybe, like I said before, mental health issues.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're saying, and I'm glad you used the word envy and not jealousy, because envy and jealousy are both bad, but envy is worse. Envy is worse. Jealousy is you have something that I wish I had, and I'm upset that I don't have the thing that you have. That's jealousy. Envy is you have something that I don't have, so I think bad things should happen to you because In other words, you're wishing bad things to happen to the other person. It's like Cain's jealousy of Abel was envy. It angered him so to the point where he killed his brother. The other thing about it is, the reason why he's so angry is that I've exposed him. Because he takes all these monikers, the Catholic defender, and he puts all these images out of, you know, him in the uniform, and he's somebody that's, you know, accepted and trusted and respected. And the truth is, he's really none of those things. Putting on a uniform doesn't earn you respect. You know, some of the most dishonorable people that I've ever known have wore the uniform. And some of the most honorable people that I've known have worn the uniform. What I'm saying is honor is in the person. It's not in the uniform. And if you're a dishonorable person, putting on a uniform isn't going to suddenly make you an honorable person. And he has shown, as I've demonstrated to you, he has no compunction about bald-faced lying. And when you call him out on a lie, when you call him out on something that he said that is either incorrect or deliberately incorrect, he just doubles down on it. That's a person, as you said a minute ago, that's just not spiritually mature. He's 64 years old, but he's acting like a 12-year-old. Is that accurate, or am I exaggerating?
That's accurate. And then it goes back. 12-year-olds have sixth grade reading levels typically, so yeah, he is acting like a 12-year-old. And whenever he writes something, he just makes an accusation but doesn't back it up with any evidence. I always found that strange.
Yeah, because most of it he makes up, just makes it up on the fly. For instance, he gave details as to why my wife left me. And completely, and first of all, number one, he made it up completely. He's never had any conversations with her or anybody. He knows absolutely nothing about the situation. But second of all, the accusations he said were actually really kind of gross and disgusting, which kind of shows where his mind is, right? Do you remember what he said?
I know he made up something about your wife leaving you, but I forgot the details. What did he say?
Well, it's just he was talking about feces. He's talking about human feces. Okay, what kind of mind creates just comes up with something like that? That's like I said, that amplifies the point that you made about
mental illness.
Mental illness. This is and then he also claims that he's had conversations with my daughter Megan, and he also claims that I had somebody in Kansas that was shouting him down, that was I motivated someone in Kansas. Now, I've never been to Kansas in my life. I don't know anybody who lives in Kansas except for him. I have no contact with anyone in Kansas whatsoever. So these are three examples of things that he's either a complete pathological liar and making these things up, or, like you said, there's legitimate mental illness and he really believes the things that he's saying. Either way, Lewis, let me close with this. Either way, is it fair to say this is a very, very dangerous man? And so this is a person who was accused by his own diocese. There were parishioners in his own diocese that accused him of stalking children. Okay, that's a fact. The accusations were elevated to the parish priest, along with pictures. That's a fact. These are established facts. The parish priest took the accusation seriously enough to launch an investigation, and that investigation was raised up to the diocesan level. The diocese revoked him of his safe environment status. He appealed that decision, and the appeal was rejected. So his safe environment status is rejected. Now, what does that sound like to you? That sounds like to me like the diocese is fully admitting that this is a dangerous person. He's not safe to be around children. Is that your take on it?
Yes, it is. It's very painfully obvious.
So that would explain, at least in part, the hatred, because of the fact that I'm exposing this. I'm putting it out there, and he doesn't want this information out there because it's damaging to his reputation. But my take on that is, if you don't want your reputation damaged, stop stalking children. I mean, you know, if you learn boundaries and you learn how to control yourself, you learn how to act around people, well, maybe people would start to respect. So to review, Donald Hartley, of all the people that you know, including people like Eric Yarbrough, who we interacted with, Sean Swansona, who we had on our show, Steve Ray, who we had on our show, was the other one that I was just saying, Carl Keating, who we had on our show, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, Mike Aquilina, just so many others that we've had on. Me and the other members of the four persons are respected in Catholic circles. Is that fair to say?
That's more than fair to say.
And does he have any respect at all in Catholic circles?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Lewis, for clearing the air, and I'm sorry that you were dragged into this, but this has been his MO, is that one by one he's tried to attack all of the members of the four persons, hoping that he can pick one of them off and win that person over to his side. So how did he do in his attempt to win you over to his side? Did he have any success?
He failed.
He failed miserably, didn't he?
Definitely.
God bless you, brother.
You too.
All right.
Catch you.
Good night. All right. Bye.